And now, here's the special bonus section made up of three short chapters, including important resources to help you get started, frequently asked questions, and the 15 things you need to know about infinite banking.
We begin with a quiz. What do you want your money to do for you? Why is it human nature for people to wait until a tragic event happens before we create a plan to solve potential critical problems? Some of you have probably had experiences in your life where you've waited until after a crisis to set up a plan to handle that crisis. That's a little bit backwards, don't you think? Take this quiz to help you hone in on what you really want to accomplish with your money. These questions will help you plan for the future, and you won't find yourself in the middle of a tragedy or urgent circumstance looking for answers. When you review each of these questions, consider setting up a plan for each area of life that they address. You may even want to discuss these with your friends, your business partners, a financial professional, or your spouse. Now, for this quiz, we'll pose the question and then four possible scenarios. Here's question number one. Do you want to be wealthy or do you want to guarantee yourself not to be poor? Which one of these best describes your situation? A. All my money's in the stock market. If the stocks crash, I'd lose everything. B. If I lost all my money in the stock market, I don't know how I would recover. C. I'm comfortable taking a lot of risk with my money in order to be wealthy. Or D, I would be happy with a 4% annual return with the guarantee that I will not lose any money. Here's question number two. What will your life be like during retirement? A, I'll have to reduce my standard of living because I haven't saved enough to continue my current lifestyle. B, I will have to downsize to a smaller home with a smaller mortgage. C, I will probably be totally dependent on the government to provide for me, and most of the time, I will have more month than money. Or D, I will be able to travel to see my grandkids, go on vacations, and have a comfortable lifestyle. Here's question number three. What will happen when you die? A, my spouse and children will struggle emotionally and financially to pay for the debts I've left behind for them. B, my spouse would probably have to remarry quickly after I pass away in order to provide for our family's financial needs. C, my children won't be going to university or college because they'll be forced to go to work to pay off the financial burden I've left them. Or D, I can rest in peace knowing that my family's way of life will not change and they'll be provided for. Here's question number four. If you become disabled, what would you want to happen? A, my spouse would have to go back to work. B, I would have to sell my assets, including my home, to pay for my medical costs. C, I'd have to go back to work regardless of the pain I'm in. Or D, I would have enough money to live on without a change in my lifestyle for as long as I'm disabled. And here's question number five. How do you want to leave a legacy to the ones you love? A, the CRA will probably get most of my money because of my lack of planning. B, I bet I can control my money from the grave to help my children and grandchildren. C, I'd prefer my lawyers to get my money because my beneficiaries will be too busy arguing about how they think I wanted my estate divided up. Or D, I want to leave a lasting legacy, knowing that my family will always have enough not just to survive, but to thrive. Now, for many of you, the answer to this quiz will always be D, and this may be difficult to realize. But taking the time to go through this process will help you to simplify and understand your money and build your own warehouse of security. There are no get-rich-quick schemes, and you can forget about high-risk investments. Greed drives people to make poor decisions with their finances. Money does not come easy. It takes a lifetime to accumulate, and you must focus on what matters most in your life throughout that entire process. When you think through these questions, ask yourself, what is it you want your money to do for you and your family? What stresses you out, and what keeps you awake all night when you're thinking about your money? What do you want to change so you can be in control of your money instead of your money controlling you? We will help you take back control of your money.